Christian Focus Podcast, helping believers to lose weight, restore their image, and live healthy, abundant lives. For more information, contact Natalie at imageandfocus.com. Now here's your host, Natalie Rose. Welcome to another episode of Image and Focus Podcast. Hi, I'm Natalie, your host. In today's episode, we'll discuss what it takes to become the healthy, fit you. Everyone desires to be healthy and fit and have made efforts to do so, but sadly, most never get to actually become the healthy, fit version of themselves they so desire. I agree, becoming the healthy, fit you takes determination, effort, and hard work. Just the mention of these three words will have some cringing and running in the opposite direction because it is easier to be in your comfort zone of being overweight and unhappy than to do what it takes to become the healthy fit version of yourself. Becoming the healthy fit you will require four factors: renewing your mind, accountability, consistency, and perseverance. Let's start with renewing your mind. This is the first and foremost, but most difficult one because it means changing your current thoughts, perceptions, feelings, will, and reason about yourself and you and your weight loss journey and you becoming the healthy fit you and what it will take to become that healthy fit person. The mind is the driving force of all that we do in life. If you think that becoming the healthy fit version of yourself is too hard, too difficult, and unattainable, it will be too hard, too difficult, and unattainable. And you'll find every excuse in the book to not commit because you perceive it to be too hard and too difficult. Renewing your mind is the process of dying to yourself, your flesh, daily. As believers, we are called to die to our flesh daily in order for us to do the will of the Father. The same is true for your weight loss journey. To become the healthy fit you, you must die to your old self, your old nature, the old thought process that you have, and be renewed by the Word of God so you can end the negative self-talk and start speaking God's truth over yourself, to speak positively and kindly about yourself. The next factor to becoming the healthy fit you is accountability. One quote says this: accountability is the glue that ties commitment to the result. In order to become the healthy fit you, you must be held accountable on your weight loss journey. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, plans succeed." It is time to stop holding yourself accountable and get someone to hold you accountable. Stop allowing yourself or allow someone else to hold you accountable on your weight loss journey so you can see the results you so desire. Having a coach like myself or an accountability partner will allow you to be held accountable on your weight loss journey so you can push through the discomfort and the difficult parts of your weight loss journey instead of giving up and quitting your weight loss journey. The next factor to becoming the healthy fit you is consistency. Consistency will get you further than any fad diet or superfood on the market on your weight loss journey. But most people have not grasped how important consistency is on their weight loss journey. They think if they do a few walks throughout the month, eat partially healthy, then they will lose weight. No, it won't happen like that. Being consistent, day in, day out, every day, rain or shine, warm or cold, you'll see the result. If you're half-heartedly committed, you'll get half-hearted results. If you're fully committed, you'll get fully committed results. You must have the nevertheless attitude on your weight loss journey. You have to be like Jesus that doesn't change. He is consistent. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 3:8. The last factor needed to become the healthy fit you is perseverance. I think this is the second hardest factor to overcome when becoming the healthy fit version of yourself. To persevere means to continue effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition. Most of the time, we are so quick to give up and throw in the towel at the first sign of difficulty, mess up, or failure, or opposition. We conclude it wasn't for me, or we over-spiritualize it and say it wasn't God's will. But maybe it was God's will, but He wanted to see how committed you were to your transformation. Even in the midst of difficulty, setbacks, mistakes, mess ups, and the like. When we persevere, we develop character. Most of us lack character because we never persevered through anything. If it doesn't happen when, where, and how we want it, we give up. Perseverance develops character, consistency, and hope to push through all difficulties and hardships on your weight loss journey so that you can become the healthy fit you and reflect Jesus on your weight loss journey. These are the four factors needed to become the healthy fit you. You need to renew your mind, to be held accountable, stay consistent, and persevere till the end until you become the healthy fit you so desire. I would like to come alongside you and pray for you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. I pray for my fellow sister and brother in Christ listening to this episode. I pray strength, perseverance, consistency on their weight loss journey. I pray that they will see that in order to become the healthy, fit version of themselves, they must renew their minds first with your holy word and to be held accountable so that they can see the weight loss results they so desire. Help them to change their hearts and minds about perseverance, to help them to see that is a needed fruit of the Spirit, not only in their spiritual walk, but also on their weight loss journey. Help them to persevere during the difficult times, during the times where they don't see the change, where the scale is not moving, where nothing seems to be going right. Help them to persevere till the end until they get their expected end until their expected end has come, the healthy fit version of themselves. I just thank you, Father God, for them. Just strengthen them and continue to guide them, Father God, and help them to see that they can do all things through you that strengthens them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. In my Relapse No More weight loss program, you'll renew your mind about yourself and your weight loss journey. You'll be held accountable by me as I coach you on a one-on-one. You'll learn tips and strategies to stay consistent and persevere through difficult times with biblically based affirmations and a relapse prevention plan. If you desire to become the healthy fit you, so you can feel good, be confident in your skin and your clothes, and have the energy to do what God has called you to do, then click the link in the description box of this episode or DM me on Instagram at Natalie Rose_NDTR. Thank you and God bless.